Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Chaf Aleph, Simen Gimel. So the Chayyadim continues, and he says, "Bimkar Mishallah Amur Hashachar, Alva Bishal Haya Anus is Yotza." If a person read Kriya Shema earlier, before Mishayakar, from as long as it's after Amur Hashachar, it's after the beginning of the day. Alus Hashachar is the beginning of the day. As long as he read Shema after that point, even though he read it before Mishayakar, he's Yotza. And but Halacha says that this Halacha that he's Yotza is only if he does not do this regularly. If a person does this regularly, so he's not Yotze. He said, "I'm sorry, you cannot do that." Now the question is, how often is called irregularly, which means that you'll be Yotze? The Shabura says that once a month. If a person does it more than once a month, it's considered he's doing it too often. And the Chacham would say, you're not, even if the Milamita Raisa, you'd be Yotze, Chacham said that you're not Yotze. Chacham or Mafkia, you're Mitzvah, and you would have to read Kriya Shema again. This is all talking about cases that there was no onus involved. Vimhu onus, if however the person, he was forced to do that, person will be traveling and he needs to daven before he goes, and it's not a safe place for him to daven along the way, so he has to daven beforehand. Or sheyesh kibur sameis beir or mila, so there's going to be an event taking place and they need to daven early to be able to have time to do the event properly. Or yom harava, the day called yom harava, which is Hoshana Rabbah, the Mashi Barachim, they would daven quite long. Zorch lahakdim es atzmoi, so they need to start davening early. So what to the Chaschil Likris Mishalom Ura Shachar. In all these cases where there's some need, she's allowed to daven from Amura Shachar. Now, what about Berachos Kriya Shema? So the Shulchan Aruch says that in that situation, a person could read all of Berachos Kriya Shema together with Shema. We mentioned already, however, that the Magen Avraham and the disagrees and says that the person cannot say the bracha of Yotzer Or before Mishayakir. So in that situation, if a person would daven early, so the person would only say Avarabo and say the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv. He would not say the bracha of Yotzer Or. Obviously, that's not the chachila for a person to do that. So, preferably, a person should wait till the time he's able to say the bracha of Yotzer Or as well. Okay, so that's the starting time of Kriya Shema. The time extends until 3 hours of the day have passed. The Hana Revi'a Yom, that's 1/4 of the day. The day is 12 hours. So, 1/4 of the day is 3 hours. Nifimashahu ben oruch ben kotzer. And we calculate this calculation of 1/4 of the day and the 3 hours based on how long the day is. We always divide the way the la'arla mechalkin hajarim liyud beis shows. We always divide the day into 12 hours. Mechalk revia mimenu who's man kriyashma. And 1/4 of that is going to be the time of kriyashma. So it's a long day, a very long day. So we have longer for the time of Kriya Shema. It's a very short day. We have much less time for Zman Kriya Shema. Now, the Lashon of the Rambam actually is mashma, that a person should actually say Shema before Netzach Hama, before sunrise. And then he says if a person did not say it before sunrise, then you can say it until 3 hours, which means he looks at the 3 hour period at that the Chacham have calculated is only a bidyavad. The Chaskila Kriya Shema should be said before sunrise. In a case where that is not possible, to a person whatever wasn't able to daven then, so then he has up to 3 hours. That's only a bidyavad. The Shalodatik Lizar Ma'od Shal Yachar Hasman. Kihuda Raisa, the Sibu Bukumacho, Malacha Zelo Nikris Ban Kima. Person has to be careful to make sure that he gets it in the proper time. Otherwise, he won't be Yotze, because it has to be said Ubukumecho as the time of people are getting up. And after that time, it's no longer the time of people getting up. Okay, have a good day.